Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for the second game of this three-game series against the Trenton Thunder. It's also the first day of the second half of this 2019 season, first year that the Eastern League has gone to the split-season format, and we're now joined by the manager, Willie Harris. As we embark upon this second half of the 2019 season, we look back to the first half. What are your thoughts on how things went the first couple of months?
Well, in the first half, we did some things really well, and we done some things that we can work on to get better. We sent some guys to AAA, which is really the main objective, but, you know, we want to win games here, and I think we can be better in that area.
Of the guys who are still here, who's improved in a way that's impressed you specifically?
I have to give that to Fargus. Just watching him grow and learn daily. You remember we had this conversation early in the season, and I told you he was going to be a sleeper. I'm really pleased with the way he's been playing the game, defense, running the bases. He's one. Arenado's another one. We have quite a few guys in there that are doing a really good job for us.
Is there something specific that Janeshwi's been able to do or that Jonah's been able to do that's helped them with their turnaround this year?
Making adjustments, man. This game's all about making adjustments. You know, Jonah had some experience in this league last year. He went into the offseason and in the spring training with a different mindset. He came in and made some adjustments, and his numbers are there. He's hitting the ball really well, and I like to give him credit for that. And Fargus, you know, he was in A-ball last year, but he's an easy kid to talk to. He's very coachable, so that's really a great attribute for him. Just enjoy watching those guys going out playing.
Chatting here with the manager, Willie Harris, on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 7 o'clock tonight between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Trenton Thunder. It's the first day of the second half of the season. How does the mindset change in the clubhouse and for you guys as a coaching staff when that calendar flips to the second half?
Well, for one, you're playing for something, you know. We kind of put ourselves in a hole really early in the first portion of the season, and to start a new half and have something to shoot for the second half, it gives us a little bit more energy. It gives those players something to play for, and I think it was a really good idea for them to split the season up into halves, and that way you have a chance and you're not just out of it, you know, in day 60 of the season. So really excited about that. Hopefully we can make some adjustments from first half and go out and play better ball.
You've managed before in a split-season league down in the Carolina League. They have the All-Star break between the first and second half of the season. Here, one day it's the first half, one day it's the second half. Is that kind of strange?
Yeah, it's definitely strange, but, I mean, you got to play the cards you're dealt, and we're here for these kids. And whenever we can get some off days, All-Star break, that's when we'll take them. So it is what it is.
Finishing up with Willie Harris on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. We talked about some of the hitters that have made adjustments, Fargus and Arenado. Looking at the pitching staff, some guys didn't start the season with the Flying Squirrels. Brandon Lawson on the mound tonight. Caleb Barriger was promoted in mid-May. What have you seen from those guys that's impressed you?
They go out and they attack the zone, especially Barriger and Lawson. They go out and they attack the zone. They're going to give you a chance to win games if we're playing solid defense behind them. We seem to be pretty much in all ball games until we make a mistake here and there. But, you know, it's a learning process, and we're here to help these guys get better and show them the way. Simpson, who just got back here from San Jose, he was here last year. He's made some adjustments. Really looking forward to him doing well. Halstead, there's so many guys down in that bullpen that I'm excited about and look forward to seeing pitch this second half.
What's the overall message to this team today where everyone's tied for first place again?
Clean slate, man. We're 0-0. Forget about the first half. It's over with. Let's just go out and play some ball and win some games from here on out.
All right, Willie, thanks very much and best of luck.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and Trenton on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now 105.1 FM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.